Hi, I'm Pam Hassan.
Hi, and I'm Naomi Kafka.
It already sounds like our promo that we recorded.
Yeah. Welcome to our never-ending promo.
That's right. It's like a hall of mirrors, but we just keep on introducing ourselves.
Yeah, I'm Naomi.
And now I'm very tall, Pam.
I am short,
Naomi. I squiggle.
That's enough of that.
Hello and welcome to the Understory Records radio show. This show is hosted on Wet'suwet'en territory in Smithers, BC, and broadcast from CICK Smithers Community Radio. We hope you enjoyed this episode where Naomi and I are playing the Understory Records first compilation, Side A and B, as an introduction to our label as well as these wonderful artists. You can find Understory Records online at understoryrecords.com.
I thought it would be a good idea for us to start by celebrating the artists that we have on the compilation and introducing them and maybe why we selected them to be on this compilation.
Yeah, there was a very careful curation process for our first compilation. We are really lucky to live in a part of the world with a lot of great musicians making really cool stuff.
Yeah. And also too, that we get to tap into, I think for me, years of going and being excited about my friends' bands and seeing them, sometimes being able to play their music on CICK or having them come in and do a lounge car.
Which, for those who are listening from outside of Smithers, CICK is the local community radio station, and it operates out of an old passenger train car.
That's right.
It's very cool.
Okay, so we are the people that started Understory Records. And our compilation and launch party happened on February 28th. And so I guess I'd like to start with talking about... Actually, do you want to go through the order of the album?
Yeah, absolutely.
So, Pitted. This was actually my choice to have on the compilation.
Yeah, I didn't want to do too much shameless self-promoting, but Pitted is a band that I am a part of.
Landlocked surf rock. So... Pitted, for those who don't know, haven't seen, or haven't heard yet, is a surf rock band that you started this band.
Yeah, with my friends Justin Gendreau and Aiden Viscount Galletti. And we later added Patrick Kilcullen, who are all from around Prince George. I think Aiden's actually from Prince Rupert. But we all met in Prince George playing music together and during COVID decided to start a surf band.
Yeah, why a surf band?
I didn't want to tell anybody how to feel. I felt too much. And I write a lot of songs about how much I feel as a songwriter. So the idea of a surf band is nice because you're not having someone tell you anything.
That is so good. I really like that.
And it was a musical challenge for me because it's so guitar heavy. And that was a way of building my confidence as a lead guitar player. And it's just fun. It's super fun.
Yeah. I totally agree. When I met you, I must have met you around the time that band started, right?
We were just finishing up the recording process then because everything was all remote because it was during COVID.
Yeah. And I thought that was the coolest thing ever.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah. I was like, oh, we're going to be friends. Okay,
Next on the list is Earth Star. And if you haven't seen it, you're not from here, it's Earth X Star is how it's spelt. I was very excited that they wanted to be part of this compilation.
Me too. It's a really cool project.
Yeah. They're a new project, but they're veteran musicians.
Yeah, that's right. Involving Sim Wilson and Travis Hebert.
Yeah. And Sim's been rocking band under her name as long as I've known her.
Yeah. I think the first time I saw Sim perform would have been in 2018. And I know she'd been performing before that. But we played a show at the Round Lake Hall, which is just east of Smithers.
Yeah. Very gritty, soulful, writes beautiful originals.
And just incredible, powerful voice.
Yeah.
Yeah, super emotive. Yeah, incredibly expressive.
And my favorite performance of Sim that I've ever seen was at Arts on the Fly.
Which is in a place called Horsefly.
That's right. And just really just burst out of a heavy vocal driven sort of singer-songwriter style, which she always had, which she mastered, and had this like post-punk sound all of a sudden.
Totally.
That was so exciting to me.
Was she playing with a band?
Yeah.
With Justin? Know,
yeah. I think Justin's always her drummer.
Yeah. So same drummer as Pitted.
That's right. Justin Gendrew.
There's 8 musicians in BC.
Yeah.
And they're all on this compilation.
They are. And then Travis Hebert would be known under his... So he had a solo project before Earthstar that was called Earthchild. And I loved Earthchild. Yeah. He put out a release, and I think it was 2022, a full-length album.
That's right. I remember that. Yeah.
And I just couldn't stop listening to...
And I first heard him on... He was in a duo.
Mop Bounce.
Yeah. Which had some great success nationally.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'd say that's where more people would be familiar with him maybe than even his solo stuff.
Yeah. But his solo stuff's fantastic. He also had a great... He was featured on a song on Kim Gucci's Juno-nominated album, Shana Bat Sejan.
Yeah.
And he killed it. It was awesome.
And their song on the compilation is called Back to Earth. We didn't mention, but Pitted is Drop In, Drop Down.
Surrounded, tripping around it. My feet are grounded. From here we're counting the stars.
Next, so third track on A-side is Deathanol.
This is Pam's band.
This is a band I am in, and our tagline is synth, sax, and sorrow.
And that's all you really need to know.
Truly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a very cool sort of electronic-based project.
Yeah. We like to call it dark party music.
Yeah.
Because it's like, oh, I could dance to it, but I don't feel good.
That's me at every opportunity to dance.
I know, you don't dance.
I've been trying. I've been going to workshops, and I even went to a dance party before Christmas.
Oh my God.
And I danced.
Yay. Yeah. Okay, that's awesome.
Oh, this is a total sidetrack, but when I was in Dawson City, because I was there for a residency in January with the Dawson City Music Festival, and one of the greatest things in Dawson is the free store at the dump. And I found a Tina Turner Live in Amsterdam video.
Whoa.
And watched it on my last night in Dawson with two folks from my friend Joey O'Neill, who's a musician, and Saul, who works for Kayak. And we just ate snacks and watched Tina Turner. And me and Saul just kept getting up doing dance moves of Tina's backup dancers.
Oh, yeah.
It was really fun.
What era?
Like 93, I think, or 94.
Oh.
Later stage.
Yeah.
Like later career Tina.
Is that Simply the Best, though? Isn't that 90s?
Yeah. And also Private Dancer.
Yep.
We Don't Need Another Hero. Yeah.
Yeah.
And she's had that sax player with the really, like, taut pelvis.
His name is Tim. Oh, yeah. He wears, like, chains.
Yeah, he has, like, long hair. He has the same stage energy as Zach Windy, if anyone wants a frame of reference. Anyway, this is nothing to do with Deathanol.
It has everything to do with Deathanol, because we also have a saxophone.
It's true. There is a saxophone, though I've never seen David's pelvis move. Pam is nodding. David is Pam's husband, who's also in Deathanol.
He plays synth and sax, and then the bass player is Gavin Smith, who was also another artist on the compilation as well.
And Pam plays sorrow in Deathanol.
I do play sorrow.
Yeah.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Country Canada.
Putty Waters is next on the compilation, and so this is a new moniker for perhaps a better known artist, Oscar Karlik, from his previous project, which was called Coastal Drifters. And they're a four-piece band out of Terrace, not really playing so much anymore. And Oscar's moved away. And so now he's doing lo-fi bedroom pop, I guess is how I'd describe it.
Yeah, it's pretty dreamy. It's pretty poppy. It still has that kind of, I feel like the Coastal Drifters almost had this sort of like Strokes kind of sensibility.
Yes.
And there is that sort of like snarkiness, I think, to Putty Waters' project. But it's a lot of fun.
Yeah. I love Oscar. Huge fan. He's someone that I really got to know a lot better in 2025. And we just spent some more time together. And yeah, was just really excited when he said that he was starting to make solo music, because I was sad when he moved away, which meant no more Coastal Drifters.
Yeah, totally.
Fallacy and the way things could be. The depths are coming up shore. Gentle gusts toward another floor. Layered in between the sheets. Let the room address the changes within. Before adding another door. Then in due time we'll be led to the liar's sunrise.
So next on the compilation is Elijah Quinn, who has been a mainstay in the Bulkley Valley music scene for as long as I have been back in northern BC. Mm-hmm. Since 2014, I moved back. And yeah, he first time I saw him, he was in The Racket. And I didn't really get to know Elijah till I moved to Smithers in 2021. And he's such a marvelous person. He's been so great to work with. We've worked on Kim Gucci's stuff together, and I've done other things at his studio. And yeah, he's just a wonderful guy.
Absolutely. He's also one of the, if not, I guess, the, lately I'd say, major forces behind the Kispiox Music Festival.
Absolutely. Yeah, he's the AD. I think of him as in charge, and I hope I don't get in trouble for saying that.
He's got a D somewhere in his name with his role that he plays at Kispiox.
And his song is Old Shadows, and it's a beautiful pop song.
Yeah.
Elijah's really good at this like slick pop neo soul kind of production, but there's a lot of emotional depth there. And I really appreciate his songwriting and his production choices. And yeah, it's a thoughtful, lovely song.
And I think we both, too, we've seen him work in the studio. He runs a studio called Sonic Quinn here out of Smithers. And we've both seen him work in a studio environment. And he brings a lot of energy. Like, he listens and he kind of waits. And then if you ask for his opinion, it feels like he is always thinking.
Absolutely. Yeah. He's a very thoughtful person.
Yeah.
And I've experienced that more in collaborating with him musically, like in Kim Gucci's project. But he's really on, and he brings like an enthusiasm, and he's got a really good bedside manner, which I always use that expression with producers, because I've had producers that had no bedside manner. Yeah. And it sucks.
Yeah.
And ones that do just make everything you do really easy.
Yeah.
There's nothing's a struggle. No ideas are bad. And that's how it feels working with Elijah.
And last on side A is Scouts Honor. And so this is a kindie rock band out of Smithers and Telqua, I should say.
That's right.
It's not just Smithers. It's Smithers and Telqua. And they are a five-piece with Brennan Anderson at the helm, Sharon McGregor on bass, and then Lauren, Heather, and Lindsay McKay are the gang vocals backup singers.
Yeah.
I love Brennan's songwriting so much. I was in this band, and it was a lot of fun to just see Brennan's brain constantly in motion and how excited he gets about ideas.
Yeah, he's a good band leader. Like, he does really steer the ship. I played in a band with him for a while called Town Council, where he was one of two songwriters in the group. And Town Council was a really fun indie rock band, very much like dad rock.
Oh, yeah.
Indie, what dad rock is now, which is early 2000s indie rock.
Unlike Uncle Rock, which is how I would describe Urchin.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, totally.
Big Uncle vibes.
We'll get to Urchin shortly.
Yeah. Scouts Honor has music already released digitally. You can find them on Bandcamp. Actually, most of our artists, I believe, probably can be found. Their music can be found online.
Yep.
But I think I can safely say this is all of these artists' first release on vinyl.
Except for Pitted. Sorry. Pitted's album we did put out on vinyl. It's just we haven't toured really since that happened, so no one knows.
Yeah. I still need to get one of those records.
I have a box of them.
Okay, great.
I'll give you one.
Okay.
Faces you know so well, and you feel that nothing could make you want for anything. Spend more time with those you know and those you don't know. Get to know each other more. Everyone's worth getting to know.
So that's Side A. So that's Pitted, Drop In, Drop Down, Earth Star, Back to Earth, Death and All, Joan of Dark, Putty Waters, Liar's Sunrise, Elijah Quinn, Old Shadows, and Scouts Honor, Perfect Memories. Now on to Side B.
So starting off Side B is another recording I had a hand in, which is Sarah Northcott's Burning Black. We recorded this 2 years ago in Vancouver at the wonderful Hipposonic Studios. And we did this actually to tape. That was my first time doing like a studio recording on half-inch tape. It was really cool.
Oh, that is cool. I didn't know that.
Yeah.
We both love Sarah.
Yeah. Yeah, Sarah is also part of a band that we play in when we can.
Yeah. We play Sarah's 50th birthday party. So every time that comes around, that's what we play.
Yeah, mark that in your calendars. When she turns 100, we'll probably do another show.
We should also do a sesquicentennial.
Yeah.
She's going to outlive us all.
Of course.
Yeah. But yeah, Sarah's got a beautiful, sonorous voice with, I think, pretty unique delivery.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Sarah's song is called Burning Black, and we chose it to begin the B-side of this compilation to, I guess, like, reset after Scouts Honor, but also to start what might be, like, would you call it, like, the darker side of the compilation?
I think so, yeah. I would say that I liked this song as, like, a palate cleanser that slowly eases up into a little bit more intensity of more distorted instruments. Maybe a little darker subject matter. There's no kindy rock on this side. There is more indie rock.
You'd love me back when I'm gone for good, darling. Your heart will burn black. I'm swimming in smoke, baby, burning from my stack. It's making me hot. It's breaking my
looking ahead at the next band, which is Urchin, and that's the band that I describe as Uncle Rock. I don't know if they like it when I say this, but tough. It's my radio show.
Nobody likes having to define themselves, but that's our job as owners of a record label.
That's right. I don't know if I was trying to book them, I would say it's like Uncle Rock. So maybe I'll say this. I call it prog.
This is very much like a prog band. I also think, knowing Ben, who is the guitar player and singer in this band, he has this very like 90s alt-rock kind of thread to him.
Oh, yeah.
And he's English, so he has to like King Crimson.
Yeah.
And that feels like the zenith of where Urchin kind of comes in. And it's like a little, not droney, but almost like sludgy.
Yeah, I think so. I think it's funny, too, because what happens when Urchin plays is women of a certain age cannot stay still. The Jean Christians, the Linda McDougal.
You're like, naming all these people in Smithers. No
I'm
one knows.
I'm naming people that I've seen not be able to stand still when Urchin plays at a farmer's market.
And I love the idea. So for those who don't know Smithers, it's the kind of community where we have a bustling farmer's market and a prog rock band plays. And middle-aged women that have radio shows on CACK about meditation will squirm to their music.
Sell that special stuff, rub it in my eyes and shove it in my mouth. Where they get that crazy shit, well, I'm not sure. The rumor is a factory way offshore. Some people say it's made from the hearts of dead crows. That's why I see God when I stick it up my nose. To my only happy place, the other things in life are just a bunch of wasted space. The sun shines brighter, the slave runs free. Life without it pulls the hell out of me. Now they're branding it and selling it in fast food chains, and they'll take a kidney for a part exchange. Sign on the line and pay up later. Just don't become a leftist corporation hater. I've worn them thin as I spread my wings with a black tooth grin. It's a story as old as time itself. Drink a strange black goo and put your brain on a shelf. Then follow a leader who prances and cackles and lock yourself up in their word game shackles.
The next song, 3, is Jordy Walker, Light Years.
So Jordy is an artist who's based out of Whitehorse, but he used to live in Smithers, and his impact on the community, I think, still resonates to this day. Jordy produced my most recent record and is producing my upcoming one that, when I was in Dawson City, it was actually with Jordy. We were both there in a joint residency. And Jordy's had a really long, storied career as, like, an indie musician in Canada. He's recorded dozens upon dozens of albums. He does film scoring as well and has played in some pretty important bands with some heavy hitters. One of his bands that I can name is Big Fish Eats Little Fish. Jordy's a wizard on guitar and on synth and on drums. And it's interesting, he recorded this album never really planning to actually perform it. And I think it was before he released it, but after he'd finished most of his recordings is when I met Jordy and we started recording my album and then recording with my band and getting to know each other. He decided that, oh, I could probably actually play this album with these people.
Oh, cool.
So we've done a couple of performances. We played at Midsummer in 2023 and at Woodstow Festival in Cumberland in 2023 as well. Oh. Yeah, that was one of my favorite sets, was playing Jordy's music in the Weird Church, which is a big, beautiful venue in Cumberland. Yeah, and the song Light Years, it's a beautiful song. It gets a little weird, which is what I like. Jordy's much more into sort of like art rock experimental stuff, which comes through a lot in this song, but it also, he writes a catchy song.
After Jordy Walker is Wedgwood with the song Unearthed. And so that's Gavin Smith. He is a really beautiful songwriter. I knew him as a bass player first, I think, in most of the bands.
That's how I met him also. He played bass with Town Council for a show at the Ski Hill, I think. Yeah, and I didn't know he was a songwriter until I fell asleep listening to Pam's podcast. And at the end of one of your episodes, I caught the last song of his album and it like seeped into my dream. And I was like, what the heck is this song?
I bet you it's the song Safe Travels.
It's the one I learned to love the land that loves me. I was so stunned by the songwriting and didn't realize I was listening to Pam's podcast because I was asleep.
Because you're used to being like, ugh, no.
Yeah. And then I had to like rewind the song and I was like looking up the lyrics and then I actually found it on SoundCloud and that's when I put it together. Oh, this is a guy who lives in my community who writes beautiful music.
Yeah.
And I know him and he's Gavin.
Yeah. He's wonderful. Everyone loves Gavin.
He's also an attorney who looked over our contracts for us.
He did. He gave us some helpful tips. He's all signed this as it is, but
you could do better.
You could do better. But so Gavin's music, Wedgwood, so it's one word, Wedgwood, and there's no E after Wedge. He is one of those people I think he likes challenges and he likes deadlines. I think I can safely say that about him because he made that first album, Wedgwood's first album, which is available on SoundCloud for the RPM challenge. And it's make a recording in the month of February. It could be a single, it could be an EP, or it could be an album. And he chose to record a whole album.
Yeah. And it's stunning. It's a really beautiful album. And he released the song Unearthed, which is on our compilation, was a new track.
Yep.
And I think also when we approached him about it, he's like, no, I don't have anything.
Yeah.
And then he suddenly had the song.
Bloodshed I expected. Am I here too soon? Surprised by the memories in the wall. Shortness of breath between the seasons. Who is here at all? About the sky, and if it's not too much to ask, I'm here to say goodbye. On the page, consumed by the grief of a strawberry, scorched by an uncommon sun. Can we all agree? To ask the ground about the sky. And if it's not too much to ask, I'm here to say goodbye before it's too late to know why.
And then rounding up the compilation, last song on B-side is Highbush Caribou, Lie to Me.
Yes. Highbush Caribou are a really fun group that's from the end of the watershed that we live on.
Yep.
So they're based out of Terrace and Prince Rupert.
They are a four-piece, and
they describe themselves as like noir, surfy. There's like a tinge of like folky country.
Yeah.
But I hear a lot of just indie rock also in this.
Like, me too.
Yeah.
They sound like quite a few contemporary bands, in my opinion, at Ontario, but there's a band, Ghost Woman. I don't know if Ghost Woman.
I'm not familiar with them.
But it's just like this vein of music that I will always be interested in. And yeah, it's exactly that. It's like noir, lo-fi sort of country, but like a, almost like a, like the band on the record player is loose.
Yeah. Yeah. There's a slight warble to it. There's like slide guitar, and there's this really dreamy female vocal quality that is, it's haunting. And it's one of those recordings that it sounds really old and it also sounds very new.
Yeah. And they are amazing hustlers too. Like they know how to play shows. They show up. They're total pros. So the two guitarists in the band, Jackie and Alvin, had a project before, which I believe was the kind of the impetus for Highbush Caribou, which they were called Al and Jackson.
Like, oh, that's really cute.
Yeah. So they performed under that name for a little while and then, yes, spawned into the name Highbush Caribou.
I quite like it.
Yeah. And that's our compilation.
Yeah, that's the whole thing.
Yeah.
And it is also available on vinyl. And if you want to stream it in completion, it's also available on our website, understoryrecords.com.
Naomi did the artwork. I love the artwork.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, I really love it. And big thank you to the artists.
Absolutely. We were so overwhelmed with how enthusiastic everyone was when we brought up this project. And they were keen to get all the materials that we needed. And yeah, I'm also just so proud of everybody for the songs that they write and the music that they produce. And I'm really glad that we get to help share it.
Yeah. And if this airs after February 28th, we're also going to share, yeah, just some snippets from the night as well. I'm really looking forward to being able to do some recording that night as well and just share the revelry.
Yeah, it's going to be a lot of fun. And thanks everyone who attended.
Yeah. Thanks, attendees.
Thank you, attendees.
Future and past.
And another thanks to Jordy Walker for helping us with the mastering. Yeah. We did it.
We did it.
Yeah.